Darian Harris was hired as a member of the Michigan State football program support staff in 2020. At that time, he was the assistant athletic director for NIL and special advisor to the athletic director. NIL is something we'll be talking about, stands for name, image, and likeness. Originally hired as the first ever director of player engagement in program history, Darian has spearheaded the off-the-field efforts of the program since transitioning over from player to staff member. His title was just recently updated in the last couple of days to Assistant Athletic Director for Business Development and NIL Strategy in May of 2024. Darian is no stranger to most Spartans. He's a 2015 journalism graduate and graduate of the Eli Broad College of Business's number one ranked Master of Science in Marketing Research program. He did that in 2019. Darian has been a proud Spartan since 2011. As a four-year letter winner at linebacker for the Spartans, Darian was a part of the winningest senior class in program history, won two Big Ten titles, the 100th Rose Bowl, and the 2015 Cotton Bowl, and played in the 2015 College Football Playoffs. I could go on, Darian, but great to see you. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Let me ask you first, just what attracted you to MSU? Why did you come here, and was academics a big part of it?
Yeah, academics was a huge part of it. Come from a family where academics is always going to be number one for us. Education has always been prevalent in my life and my family's life. And while I, knew pretty early on that I wanted to play collegiate football and ultimately professional football, we're never going to let that get in the way of keeping the main thing, which is getting a great education. And so when this whole recruiting thing came around and I started getting interest from schools, my parents let me know very early on in the process that, yeah, it's going to be great for you to play college ball and be on scholarship and hopefully have that set you up to play in the NFL, but education is going to be the number one priority and the number one thing that we take into consideration when choosing. So Michigan State just offered the best of both worlds, a high-level education as well as a premier level of playing D1 Power 5 football. And so I couldn't have made a better decision to come to Michigan State. Recruiting was a little different then, obviously a little over a decade ago, but just the tradition of Michigan State, the culture, the brotherhood on the team, and obviously just the atmosphere. But even beyond that, the willingness for people to help and to work with student athletes and to want to see student athletes succeed is what really attracted me to this place.
And Darian, how would you say your time both on the field and in the classroom here at MSU has set you up for where you are and where you're going?
Oh, I mean, I think I owe my career currently and beyond to Michigan State for sure. Obviously, the off the on the field aspect of it was huge for me. In large part because we had a lot of success. I was fortunate enough to play with some fantastic teammates and had some unbelievable coaches that got the best out of us, that allowed us to maybe even overachieve in a lot of different respects. And but that created this atmosphere and environment where we cared about each other. And because of that family atmosphere that we had, that's why we wanted to do well for each other, and it translated obviously into success, being a part of winning a senior class of all time. And then within the classroom, I couldn't have gone to a better college within Michigan State with Comart Sci. I'm a member of the alumni board now just because of my deep, affiliation to Comart Sci, being a journalism major. I just had a great time in that program, met a lot of great people. And then I wanted to continue my education, and I couldn't have imagined continuing it anywhere else than at Michigan State. And, Eli Broad College of Business is famed, and to have an opportunity to put my name on a degree from that place, let alone from a number one program within that college, is a dream come true for me and probably one of the proudest moments, walking across the stage to earn a master's degree.
Yes, degrees from two great colleges, Darian. And let me ask you, we mentioned your brand new title as Assistant Athletic Director for Business Development and NIL Strategy. Sort of describe your roles. What are some of the things you work on?
Yeah, so with the NIL legislation recently changing that allows us as a athletic department staff to be more in the weeds of deal facilitation and just everything that comes to NIL, we wanted to bolster our program and our department within NIL and have folks be in roles that better serve the student athletes because that's what it's about. So with this new title, with this new role, it's all things from the first standpoint of business development, which is seeking out businesses from a local statewide and national brand standpoint that have interest in NIL and getting them involved with what we're doing here at Michigan State. Also, of course, working with our corporate partner arm in MMR Rights and Playfly to see if any of our corporate partners have interest in NIL and figuring out how to kind of navigate that whole space. The second piece of it is athlete marketing, so brand and marketing, work with our student athletes to help build up their brand, their personal brand, helping them with storytelling, social media strategy, content creation, anything from an athlete brand standpoint. And then just the NIL strategy piece, we have a robust NIL education underneath our Evergreen program. We have two annual events, the NIL Celebration and NIL Business Summit, that I'll continue to spearhead those. Just making sure we stay ahead in the NIL space, not in one area of NIL, but in all areas of NIL.
And Darian, some people listening to us are very well versed in NIL. Some really are still getting their hands on it. What is it really? And what are some of the pros and cons? Like you and I had talked, everyone hears about maybe Caleb Williams getting millions, but you want to, I think, say there's a lot of good that comes from it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can let the listeners know assuredly that a lot of student athletes don't understand NIL either. So it's everybody, right? So you break it down it from the base value. The NIL, as you mentioned in the beginning, stands for name, image, and likeness. It's using a student athlete's name, their actual name, their image, so a picture of them, photo of them, or their likeness, which is any depiction of them, whether that's a video game caricature, drawing, voiceover, anything that signifies that's student athlete, using that for monetary benefit, both from a brand and from a student athlete standpoint. Something I've been, really attached to talking about recently is that NIL is not new as a concept. It's just new to collegiate athletics. So Michael Jordan signing with Nike is the most famous example of NIL from an athlete standpoint out there. It really set all of this into motion from a professional standpoint and obviously now in collegiate space. So if you think Jordan brand, the Jordan logo, the shoes, the flying through the air, the commercials, Space Jam, all of that, that's NIL. And I think when you look at it that way, it makes it a little easier to understand. As you mentioned, there's a lot of connotations out there, just like with anything. Some people like it. Some people hate it. Some people don't understand. Some people are in between. NIL is for everybody. That's what we preach here. It's for all of our student athletes. It doesn't matter if you're the star quarterback or on down. There's a place for you with NIL. Just a matter of how you approach it. So there are going to be athletes, student athletes, that have brands approach them and want to work with them. Take it outside of Michigan State, you look at Caitlin Clark and what she's been able to do the past couple of years. You look at her deals with Gatorade, State Farm, Nike, the big ones, right? They, I'm sure, have approached her or her representation and said, hey, we want to align with you. Let's figure out the terms. Let's go from there. And you'll have some athletes that are at that level, but that's not most, right? That's 1% of the 1% of the 1%. The remainder of the 99% of student athletes, they're going to have to do a little bit of work on their end. And that's where we come in with teaching how do you essentially build a resume, right, that then can be used for NIL. So working on your interviewing skills for maybe an internship, you can do the exact same thing to land a brand deal. Creating a paper resume or online resume that you may send out to jobs and careers and folks like that. You can do the same thing, sending it out to marketing managers at brands, trying to figure out how you can configure a deal. So we've had a lot of success with that, again, especially from the local level. A lot of business wanting to align with our student athletes because they see the value. They see the value there. And again, what we're going to continue to preach here is that NIL is for everybody. We have 700 student athletes, 23 varsity sports. We want everybody to feel like they can participate.
What is Evergreen?
So Evergreen is our over-encompassing umbrella for NIL. So we wanted to have something where people know when they hear Evergreen, they think NIL at Michigan State. And we were fortunate enough to win the Best Institutional Program Award at the 2023 NIL Summit down in Atlanta, Georgia, just last summer, where Evergreen program took home first prize in that award category. For us, you go to msuspartans.com/evergreen. It just shows everything we do from an NIL standpoint, including, again, who we get our education through with Team Advance. It has callbacks to our NIL Celebration, NIL Business Summit. It explains what the app Influencer is, which is our NIL hub app that a lot of schools use to house not just content, but also our in-house marketplace, business marketplace called The Exchange. It talks about our co-licensed, co-branded opportunities that essentially allow student-athletes to have Michigan State's logo and trademarks, as well as their name, image, and likeness tied into apparel. So think jersey sales. Again, something that's not new in the space of sports, right? Everybody grew up, you buy a jersey, you know, you buy MJ's 23 Bulls jersey. That's a co-licensed agreement between the athlete and Michael Jordan and their CBA, their collective bargaining agreement, and the NBA, right? Again, these ideas aren't new. They're just new to collegiate athletics. So it allows us to teach our student athletes, like, hey, if you sign this group licensing agreement, that's how you get your jersey to be sold on Fanatics. If you don't sign it, your jersey won't be sold, but you also won't be able to use Michigan State's logo or Nike's logo unless you go secure your own deal, which is a whole lot harder to do because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of athletes. That's why you work with the group license agreement. So what again, it's what I love about NIL is I say it's synonymous with education because it allows us to teach these student athletes a lot earlier about things like that. You can teach the general public also about it as well. And to me, that stuff is fascinating. It's interesting to me. Hopefully it's interesting to other folks out there. But again, those are all things that go underneath Evergreen, right? Okay. So that's why we have an umbrella, just like we have Championship Resources, which houses strength and conditioning, nutrition, health and wellness, student-athlete development, just like we have, you know, other arms of our athletic department that have different names that house, you know, different pieces of the department.
And now what is the Sparty NIL then, and how is it different from some of the original collectives?
Yeah, so Spartan Nation NIL is a collective that was recently started to support our student athletes. The way collectives work are they're outside entities outside of the athletic department, but that obviously have some sort of affiliation to the student athletes at a respective school that are created with the idea to support student athletes monetarily through NIL, which is, of course, totally legal now. So there was, you know, ideas from folks that support our program that we needed a reset in the collective space, and they stepped up, which is great for us, our program, our student athletes, to create Spartan Nation NIL. So it's just a way for everybody to kind of get involved. Collectives are one of those things, again, where there's negative connotations. There's some of it's good, some of it's bad. And look, there's a lot of pieces of this that we may not like, so to speak, but that are necessary for the overall success of our programs. And collectives at this current junction in NIL just happen to be one of them. So I liken it to, it's a way for you to have a little bit of skin in the game, right? There are ways where you can give money monetarily, and you may not exactly know where it's directly supporting, because we're probably not going to publicly share, you know, what athletes are making, things like that. I think that opens up a can of worms on a college campus that I don't want to see. But similar to how the Green Bay Packers function, where everybody can be an owner, right? Or buying a stock or anything like that, it allows you to put a little skin in the game, right? So there are, again, folks that may have an issue with that, and that's okay. There are other ways you can support an NIL also. If you have a business, you can work with an athlete. If you want to just give directly to athletes in a certain way to help support charity or have appearances or things like that, you can do that too. It's not one size fits all, but having a collective does allow for the masses to contribute to NIL in what we hope is a positive way.
And Darian had the full name, Spartan Nation NIL. Yes. I had the website, SpartyNIL.com, for more. And Darian, what about, and you've been touching on it, some facts about NIL you might want to reinforce or some myths to dispel?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the facts that are big to hit on is that it's for everybody. Again, like, we have 700 student athletes, and we want them all to experience Michigan State in ways that the previous generation couldn't positively, right? And we want them to experience it all equitably and fairly. And so that's what we're trying to set up here, is a way that everybody can participate. I think some of the maybe myths or, again, the negative connotations do have some merit to it. You got to be fair, right? There is a lot of ways that NIL has turned into borderline pay for play, and I don't think it was intended to do that. The transfer portal is out of whack, and we can, you know, there's some good, you know, putting a little bit of power into the hands of the student athletes. There's also some negative downside to that, which is, again, something that I've been actively preaching online, you know, kind of out there publicly and also in recruiting meetings, is going to college still has to be about building community. And how can you do that if you are essentially school hopping? It's very difficult to build community. And so, again, it's your future. You know, I have a saying that we want to build a future you want for yourself, not the future I want for you. It's your future as a student athlete. But at the same time, you do got to think about the future. So where are you going to go for homecoming? Where are you going to bring your future family to visit for reunions? Or just, hey, you want to bring your future kids to back to where you went to school and be proud of where you went. I think part of that is you kind of got to be somewhere to put some roots in the ground, you know. So while there are positives of the transfer portal, and while it probably is longer overdue for student athletes to be able to monetarily benefit, there still needs to be some idea and concept of let's build community where we are. Let's create opportunities that keep student athletes where they are, that keep them grounded in where they are, and that hopefully have a fulfilling time. You know, I was here as a student athlete for 4.5 years and then came back for another 2 years for another degree. Obviously, I'm still working here. And again, I tell recruits this all the time. You don't have to come back to school and get a second degree here. You don't have to come back and work here. You don't have to join an alumni board and all. You don't have to do all of that. I just happen to love the green and white, right, to that extent. But you do want to have some roots in the ground, yes, because you're going to have to lean back on where you went to school at some point. And if we can find a way to level that out, I think we have a really positive future ahead.
And Darian, you mentioned the transfer portal. We hear about maybe billion-dollar settlements of lawsuits and unionization. Are the student athletes going to become employees? Just sort of your sense of where it's all going.
Yeah, it's going somewhere for sure, and we just have to keep navigating it. You know, there's some open litigation, it seems, right now that we're definitely following, you know, very, very closely with potential back pay to student athletes for NIL and class action. And that's not something that's new either. You know, you think about the Ed O'Bannon case with video games, and there was a cost of attendance case that passed through. Like, all of those are not new, right? There's just a few open at the same time right now that make this all a little bit more conjunctable. There's the idea of unionization. You look at the men's basketball team at Dartmouth, who went through ahead with that process, and they're going to, you know, see what they can do with that. Again, I see it as education. Yeah. Let's let these young student athletes figure some things out while they're in college. It's the same thing as you can be an entrepreneur now and own your own business as a student athlete. Let's go through the trials, errors, and tribulations early on so that you learn about it going out. I don't see any issue with that. I just think when it kind of gets all conjumbled, it becomes, what is this? How does this affect this and that and the other thing? And I understand that because sometimes it's confusing for us too. You know, that's why we're fortunate to have folks that hopefully feed us accurate information so that we can learn on a daily basis. But it is a lot. And again, I'm tied in with our fan base here at Michigan State. So I see the grumblings and the gripes and, you know, the idea that it's becoming a little more challenging to follow along with the team because people are leaving and coming and going. I just say just ride it out for a little bit. And I think the waters will settle. But at the end of the day, nobody's bigger than the program. Nobody's bigger than that Spartan head, whether it's coaches, student athletes, administrators, you know, students, alumni, teachers, faculty. Nobody's bigger than the Spartan head. You know, Michigan State's going to be here for the foreseeable future. And as long as you support the green and white, then you'll be all right.
You started to mention that, too. It's a little bit challenging for fans sometimes because they can't grasp on to maybe who's going to be here. But as you said, it's here, so you embrace and you adapt. That's the way it's going
to
be.
Yeah, and I think it'll level out at some point. I think it has to. You know, you don't want the student athletes to get lost in kind of that black hole of the portal, you know, where they don't really have anywhere to go, or they maybe made a wrong decision. Some decisions work out great. You know, we don't get Kenneth Walker III without the transfer portal, so we got to be fair in that standpoint, right? At the same time, again, you do want to make sure that student athletes and families are making educated decisions, you know, on if they need to move to another spot. And there are times, again, when it makes sense to do so, and you get a standpoint where K-9 was here for a year, and he's a Spartan dog for life, right? And we know that he's been back. He's gotten the ovation in the stadium. He reps Michigan State. Like, it's a great example of the transfer portal working for good, right? So I just say just ride it out. I understand it's challenging. It's challenging internally when you got to visit every other day and you don't know who's coming and going and you're working with the student athlete one day, the next day they're gone. It is challenging. And that was kind of the purity of collegiate sports that was separate from the pro model, right? At the same time, again, it is here right now, and you just have to be able to embrace it, adapt with the times, and it'll level out at some point.
Yeah. And Darian, last question, because you're living this and it's changing every day, I know, but if you were sort of the czar of NIL and transfer, are there some things you would put in place?
I think, I like with what's coming, right? So with the revenue sharing model coming, we'll figure out how to navigate that. I think it's a good idea. Yeah. I think there's enough money out there to go around for everybody. You know, I've thought about some things like you can't transfer till after a year or you can't earn an IELTS after a year, but that gets dicey too, you know. Again, I just hope to look student athletes in the eye and when I talk to their families and say that Michigan State is a place where you can, again, build community and where you will have every opportunity that you're looking for. And I think it comes from educating them on what's to come in the future and letting them know that NIL is great. It's a great head start. It's a great opportunity to learn early, but you still got a long life outside of your collegiate time that you need to think about. And so if everybody can talk the same language from an educational standpoint, and maybe not get so transparent on the numbers and the figures, but get transparent on maybe some things that go awry. You know, what happens when the finances aren't managed right? Everybody's talked about taxes and a thing of concern. It is a real concern. Let's talk about that, but let's talk about it from the top down, right? You know, let's talk about, you know, financial implications when, you know, you just flat out run out of money or you're not investing it right or not saving it right. Let's just find ways to flip this into a positive at the end of the day. And again, I do feel like it is a positive, but let's find ways to all provide the same level of resources to a certain extent. And then again, I think that will help level it out.
Darian, thanks so much for this update on the fast-changing world of college athletics these days.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Darian Harris. He's Spartan Athletics Assistant Athletic Director for Business Development and NIL Strategy. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.